Clancy Cron of the SIO FFA chapter in Oregon was named the Dairy Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner. So Clancy, tell me a little bit about your project.
Yeah, so my project is a little in depth. So we have, I own 41 head of registered dairy cattle, both Brown Swiss and Jerseys on our farm. And we bottle and sell milk directly to consumers across the state. And so I've set up a labor exchange with my parents. So I work pretty hard on the farm with my animals and then bottling milk and selling it to stores. And so that's a little bit about my project.
Wow. So tell me about how you started the project.
Well, you know, it was a leap of faith. So I'm a sixth generation dairy farmer. So dairy farming is in my blood, but neither of my parents had a dairy farm to go back to. So when my older sister decided that she wanted to show dairy cattle and 4-H when she was 9 years old, my parents purchased a place on the outskirts of our town that we were living in. And from there, we were very involved in showing dairy cattle. And so at the age of 9, I went to the first World Dairy Expo, and I've been every single year since, which is, I love showing dairy cattle. It's my favorite thing in the world. But beyond that, then we started realizing that we needed some profit, some income, so that we could really start making money and really have a business come out of it. And so with that being said, that's when we put in the bottling plant. And I learned that I really enjoy food science and dairy science, things of whatnot, and processing milk. It's an amazing opportunity, and really developing new flavors of the milk and learning how to better expand my herd through genetics. I guess that's how we started.
A lot of ideas. What was your role into helping this business prosper?
Well, I would say that, you know, I own over half of the herd. We have about 72 head and I own about 42 head. So I own over half. But then beyond that, I'm very critically involved in each part of the processing situation. And so every morning I get to bottle milk and clean up in the bottling room. And then also beyond that, I also get to distribute the milk to stores and do that kind of a thing.
What's your favorite role that you have on the farm? And tell me a little more why.
Oh man, that's a good question. My favorite role on the farm would definitely be working with my cattle. I like, you know, delivering baby calves and doing heat checks and breeding cows and working with my veterinarian, learning how to be a better dairy farmer every single day, and really just understanding how to take care of my cattle to the best of my abilities to make sure they're producing a wholesome and nutritious product like milk.
So what does the future look like to help maybe on the family farm?
Well, I was just accepted to Oklahoma State University, so I will be attending Oklahoma State next fall to dual major in ag communications and animal sciences and minor in ag business. And so I'm looking forward to being able to continue showing my cattle across the country while I'm at college, and then also helping out when I come back home, especially with the marketing side of things, and then also continuing with product development.
Now, before you go into college, you've learned a lot on this farm. Tell me about some of your biggest takeaways.
Never look at it as a failure, but as a learning experience. When you're producing a product like milk and trying to do flavors and whatnot, there's bound to be complications and things that maybe don't go your way. But the fact of the matter is that's every business, and the public eye is pretty forgiving. And so, you know, picking the pieces up and rolling with the flow, and that's really important. And so I'd say that's probably the biggest takeaway is, you know, never letting the failures get you down, but learning how to work with it and then get back to it.
And as you market dairy, as you continue to learn more about that, what is something you wish that consumers would know about the dairy industry?
Well, I'm also the Oregon Dairy Princess Ambassador, and so when I'm not in the blue and gold, I like to put a crown on my head and talk about cows. And so I'd say that one of the things that I'd like consumers to know is that milk is one of the safest beverages that you can consume. I mean, you know, there's 13 essential nutrients in milk, and it's unmatched by any other thing that the world can produce. Cows do it the best. Nature's most nearly perfect food. And so I hope that consumers understand, and I want them to know that milk is nearly perfect and we should be consuming it.
You're really involved in the dairy industry. Another involvement piece is judging. Tell me more.
Well, just a little bit ago, I was competing at the World Dairy Expo on the 4-H team in Fort Oregon, and we actually placed third as a team in the nation, and then I was fifth high in the nation.
So you've achieved a lot of hard work and determination. What advice do you have for us, a young person listening, you know, that was in your spot a few years ago?
Well, right off the bat, I'd say find a mentor. There's many people in my life who have helped me through the way and taught me things what to do and what not to do. And I'd really say that's probably the most important thing, you know, finding someone who can take you under their wing and really shape you into the person you want to become.
Well, any last words about the impact of this Proficiency Award area?
Well, I don't even know where to start, but it's pretty darn amazing, and I'm certainly thankful.
That was Clancy Cron of the SIO FFA chapter in Oregon. She has a herd of 41 purebred registered Jersey and Brown Swiss dairy cattle and very involved in the dairy industry. She was a Dairy Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.